Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dowd, presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the U.S. Treasury still keenly focused on supporting asset markets? Our answer is yes. The Q2 QRA confirmed the Treasury's dovish net financing policy is likely to persist for the foreseeable future. The Q2 QRA projects a $39 billion decrease in nominal coupon issuance in Q3. The Q2 QRA is also calling for $200 to $400 billion per annum in indefinite net financing support from the Fed via reserve management purchases and MBS principal reinvestment, which is in line with the projections proffered in the Q1 QRA. The TBAC meeting minutes also confirmed our expectation for deregulatory support for the Treasury market. Lastly, the Q2 QRA seriously entertained the idea of the Treasury investing excess TGA cash into the repo market, but ultimately decided against this incrementally dovish policy at the current juncture. The Treasury and TBAC left the door open to further discussion and implementation of this liquidity supportive scheme in the future. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled, if you went from broke to wealthy through a patent sale, how would you invest it? It says, hey, Darius. Hypothetically, and hopefully, if you went from broke to having significant resources through a patent sale, how would you invest it, considering where we are in the market cycle? I would think sitting mostly in cash and waiting for a pullback would be part of that strategy. I hope to have this problem someday. Let me start before I offer my answer to this question. Let me remind you guys that nothing we say constitutes investment advice for any individual or groups of individuals. Consult our disclaimer on our website for more details. But just kind of answering this from the hypothetical perspective of what would I do, it's the same thing I currently do with my entire liquid net worth, which is invest in our KISS model portfolio. And so to the extent that you have a tremendous amount of cash, if I ever got a tremendous amount of cash all at once, I would continue to implement the same strategy that I've been implementing, which is to dollar cost average into the current recommended KISS allocations. And the reason this is important is because markets trend most of the time. You can't sit there and just wait on a pullback. Market timing does not work. No investor in the history has ever proven to be able to consistently pick tops or consistently pick bottoms in financial markets. So if you try to optimize your investment process for this nonsensical behavior, you're going to have nonsensical results. So your best bet is to understand what the trend is, listen to the wisdom of the crowd, and respect the wisdom of the crowd. Just kind of wrapping up with a couple statistics that I'll throw at you. If you look at the S&P 500, it spends 73% of its time trending and only 3% of its time changing trend. If you look at Bitcoin, it spends 91% of its time trending and only 1% of its time changing trend. So the key takeaway is if you sit there with a big pot of cash waiting on a pullback that may never materialize or not materialize on any real time frame that is helpful for you, then ultimately what you're going to wind up doing is just being left behind in the dust by financial market participants and suffering another historic Cantillon effect for those of us who are taking advantage of the trends on financial markets to make money for our families and our clients. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dowd here presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.